Turkish warplanes recently shelled the Iraqi border village Shiranish. No one was hurt, but a bomb left a gaping hole on a road. Turkey says it is only attacking areas where the rebels are hiding. However, some villagers say they get caught in the crossfire. 1 year ago, shopkeeper Hena Mahti came to Shiranish after fleeing religious persecution against Christians in Baghdad. He says the situation is very difficult. He says the Turkish shelling does not differentiate between fighters and civilians. 17-year-old Meysan Jalil also lives in Shiranish. She says her family's home was burned down in Baghdad because they are Christians. Now she tearfully says it is even more frightening in Shiranish, never knowing when the shelling will come. She says she hopes everyone in the world will hear her that Iraqis have lost their patience, that they cannot wait for permanent peace. She says enough is enough. West of Shiranish, Zaho borders both Turkey and Syria. Here the border tension seems far away and people continue with their daily lives, shopping, eating at restaurants, and going to their jobs. Turkey has threatened economic sanctions on exports to Iraq to pressure the Iraqi government to strike at the rebels. At the Zaho marketplace, security guard Hassan Guli says economic sanctions will not solve the border problem. He says economic sanctions by Turkey would not change lives in Kurdistan. He says Kurds are ready to rely on bread and water rather than relying on Turkish imports. Yusef Marcos is selling clothes at the market. He thinks the border problem is between Turkey and the PKK rebels and should not involve Iraq. But he says the people in Kurdistan will fight back if Turkey crosses the border. He says the Kurds will defend themselves. Hoger Zakuli owns a small food market in Zaho. Like many Kurds in Iraq, he hopes dialogue will pave the way for peace. He says the Turks and PKK rebels should cooperate, not fight. He says dialogue can solve the problems. As thousands of Turkish troops are massed on the border ready for a possible incursion into Iraq, people at the Iraqi border say they hope the situation will be resolved through negotiation rather than arms. Deborah Block, VOA News, Zaho, Iraq.